Republican Kevin McCarthy, no more comprehensive amnesty deals. By Neil Monroe on October 19, 2022. The GOP-led Congress will not approve any so-called comprehensive amnesty deal before the border chaos is fixed. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, told a pro-establishment news site. The establishment's preferred amnesty for border security swap is defunct because I believe President Joe Biden has destroyed our border so badly, McCarthy told Punchbowl News. He continued, "You can't tie the two, amnesty and border security. You've got to just go fix the border to start out before you can deal with immigration. I just think it's too far broken. I don't think anyone's going to believe you if you tie the two together." Since January 2021, President Joe Biden's pro-migration deputies have pulled in an additional 2.5 million illegal migrants for jobs and housing needed by Americans, while also insisting that the border is secure. His deputies also insist they are following the law as they expand many loopholes to legalize the many wage-cutting, rent-spiking economic migrants flooding into American society. McCarthy's American First policy is internally popular, Punchbowl News admitted. Yet the site also claimed that McCarthy's policy is hawkish, despite the many polls which show the public strongly opposes the establishment's favored policy of extracting millions of foreign consumers, renters, and workers from poor countries for the jobs and housing needed by Americans. The establishment news site fretted about the GOP's recognition of where the voters are. McCarthy is taking a very hard line on immigration policy. The California Republican is opposed to trading a pathway to citizenship or DACA for increased border security. This is the traditional trade that both parties have envisioned for years. McCarthy's position will cause nervousness in corporate America. Businesses big and small have said overhauling the nation's immigration laws is a top priority. McCarthy's moderate policy may help drag the federal government's extreme policy back toward the center of public opinion. That policy would raise Americans' wages, reduce the cost of housing, and help many millions of young Americans to get decent jobs, buy homes, start families, and vote Republican. McCarthy's new policy is wrapped up in the GOP's pre-election embrace of the 2022 consensus report by immigration reform groups. The GOP's policy downplays the painful pocketbook impact of migration on blue-collar and white-collar families, but it's still boosting support from the GOP's base and swing voters. Still, GOP leaders are zigzagging on immigration policy and downplaying the pocketbook impact of migration because they face intense pressure from the national investors who provide a massive share of the party's funds. The GOP leaders also face intense pressure from the state-level business groups that help fill out the party's state leadership panels. For example, construction industry executives are lobbying Congress for more immigrant workers, according to an October 18 article in ConstructionDive.com. "When you talk about immigration, it's my opinion that any type of reform would be better for the country, as well as the construction industry, compared to what we've had the last 25 years," said Stephen Sines, vice president of operations at the Danbury, Connecticut-based construction management firm Morganti Group, during the AGC webinar. "There has to be a starting point somewhere." Industry officials insist that they still would train young Americans once the jobs are filled with lower-wage migrants. Allowing more people with construction skills to lawfully enter the country to meet workforce shortages would be a good short-term solution while we rebuild the domestic pipeline for preparing American workers, Brian Termail, public affairs chief at the Associated General Contractors of America, told Construction Dive. The U.S. supply of skilled construction workers was smashed in the 2000s when the government allowed profit-maximizing construction executives to replace American tradesmen with crews of cheap illegal migrants. But the curbs on migration set by President Donald Trump during the coronavirus crash eventually burst the federally created two-decade bubble of cheap labor that Biden's deputies are now trying to reinflate. Trump's pro-American policy pressured companies to raise wages, restart their training programs, and invest in wage-boosting, productivity-increasing robot technology. ConstructionDive.com reported on August 24. Straits Research expects the construction robotics market in the U.S. to reach $54 million and the European market to reach $52 million. However, current adoption favors the European market, which has 1.2 robots for every 10,000 construction workers, over the American market, which has 0.2 robots for every 10,000 construction workers. For example, Canvas, a California-based company, recently unveiled a robot to help construction crews complete more drywall work in less time. The labor shortages are helping other tech companies to develop and lease productivity-boosting robots for many mundane tasks, such as cleaning bathrooms. Many robot developers lease their machines to companies, so minimizing the burden and risk of deploying the labor-saving machines. However, the U.S. is lagging behind other countries in the use of robots, largely because the federal government provides companies with an endless supply of cheap, compliant, and disposable laborers. But those workers earn so little they depend on aid transferred by progressives from U.S. communities and taxpayers. Meanwhile, millions of Americans who were pushed out of the labor market by government policy have still not been pulled back in because Biden's deputies prefer to import compliant, reliable, cheaper foreign workers for their business backers.